spending time with the new president of the American Soybean Association. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. We had a chance to catch up with Scott Metzger. He's the president of the American Soybean Association. He's a farmer producer from Williamsport, Ohio, and he takes the reins from Caleb Reglin, a good friend of ours and a good supporter of the ag industry. And Scott takes some time and looks over the highlights of 2025.
Well, I think, you know, probably obviously the biggest thing here is what Caleb and our entire team and staff did here, taking on, spreading the word with trade, with the tariffs and trade with China. And we were a front runner in that, an organization that come out first was talking about that, explaining to Congress about it. And I'd say by far that's probably our biggest highlight this year, is how we've been a champion for the American soybean farmer on the trade forefront in regards with tariffs in China.
Yeah, and it seemed like every time you turn to social media, it was, for an example, Caleb was in it, or a representative of ASA was in there talking about the importance of the ag industry, and especially when it comes to trade with China. We did get together, we did put together a trade agreement. We are starting to see some soybeans going to China, which is great. We need that for our export business here, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yeah, and we're thankful that Congress understood that and work towards getting a trade deal done. You know, obviously there's the devil's is always in the details, and some of those details are still lacking. You know, they've went ahead and moved out that 12 million metric ton towards the end of February, when we were thinking it was possibly going to be here at the end of the year. You know, as we get out further into that, your South American crop is going to start coming off as well.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.